I kind of have to admit that when I was talking with Murad and Lewis, that I got a little distracted by the tacos al pastor. I mean, I love them so much. And I'm fascinated by their history as a kind of Lebanese-Mexican hybrid. And apparently, in parts of Mexico, you can get them as tacos árabes, Arabic tacos, and they're served on pita bread. But then the pita got me thinking, what's up with flour tortillas? A few shows back, we had a guest, Jorge Gaviria, who is a corn tortilla evangelist. And hearing him talk got me more excited about corn tortillas than, like, how I feel about my own daughter learning to say my name. And since then, flour tortillas have nearly lost all my love. And apparently, they don't get much love from Mexicans either. But the taco historian Gustavo Arellano thinks we should be giving them a second look. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Francis.
So you used to write a column called Ask a Mexican. So now I want to ask a Mexican. How do most Mexicans feel about flour tortillas?
In Mexico, most Mexicans don't even have an opinion about flour tortillas because they're historically situated in northern Mexico and really in the borderland, so right on the U.S.-Mexico border. As a result, historically, northern Mexico has always been considered a land apart, la tierra de los salvajes, the land of the savages. So that's in Mexico. And then, of course, in the United States, you know, the great Mexican food evangelists, they see flour tortillas as a gabacho, that is to say, a white appropriation of Mexican food, which is totally not the case.
So why is it not the case? Because, like, you know, when I think of flour tortillas, I think of, frankly, Taco Bell, you know, that kind of thing, this very commodified version of Mexican food. So, but it's not exactly that.
No, because you have never had a good flour tortilla in your life. That's why you think. Most people who think of flour tortillas as commodified, you're right. I wouldn't even say Taco Bell anymore. I would say most people who know flour tortillas now know the Chipotle model, which is mass-produced. And it's funny because Chipotle, historically, they've always liked to promote their organic, fair trade, humanely raised. They sure as hell don't do that with flour tortillas. So what I would tell those people, first of all, flour tortillas are Mexican. They are eaten in northern Mexico, which last I checked was a part of Mexico. They are eaten on the borderlands, which 150 years ago was still Mexico. And more importantly, to this day, they're eaten by millions of Mexican Americans in the United States, all with their own unique traditions. And so anyone who hates on flour tortillas, that's what I would say again. You have not eaten a good flour tortilla.
So let's talk about the universe of good flour tortillas. You say they're parts of different kinds of Mexican tradition. Are they regional? Are there different styles?
Absolutely. Every, you know, and the taxonomy that I use isn't Mexico itself, because obviously to get those tortillas, you're going to have to go down to Mexico. But here in the United States, you could easily get them if you follow this sort of, this manner. So in Texas, the style of tortilla that you're talking about is the classic Tex-Mex tortilla. So it's thick, it's chewy, it's almost like a biscuit, because the Texans, or los Tejanos, they actually use baking powder in it. It's just a tradition. And the telltale sign is when they start puffing up on the comal, on the griddle, they get big, almost like sometimes they could get as big as a roti, like that Indian flatbread as well. Then you move over to New Mexico. New Mexico, it tends to be a little bit forgotten in the great flour tortilla wars between Texas and Arizona. But I like New Mexico style of flour tortillas because they're a little bit less thick than the Texas type, but they're also wheatier. You know, in New Mexico, when they get their flour tortillas, they're using the wheat from New Mexico. So in that sense, it's very regional. But for me and a lot of people, the king of the flour tortilla is going to be the Sonoran style tortilla. So even in Arizona, what people would call Arizona Mexican cuisine, back there, they call it just Sonoran cuisine. So this is where you get flour tortillas as thin as a, literally as thin as a napkin, translucent and buttery and just amazing. They're so pliable. They could be as small as your hand or as big as a forearm. The famous tortillas of Sonora that are the super big ones, they're called sobaqueras. Colloquially, they're called sobaqueras, which basically means armpitters, because they're as big as putting it from your hand all the way to your armpit.
That's so poetic.
That's the colloquial name. Yeah, sorry.
But that's huge. Like, I don't know how much food you would put in that tortilla. But okay, so let me ask you this. Like, I'm curious about the history of the flour tortilla. And so earlier we talked to two chefs who were looking into the Moorish influence of Mexican food. I think primarily through the fact that the Moors conquered Spain and they ruled Spain for 800 years right before Spain came to the New World. And so there's going to be a lot of Moorish influence in that Spanish culture that came to the New World. And this is maybe goofy, and I'm probably totally wrong, but is it possible that there's a link between pita or like Moorish flatbreads and the flour tortilla?
There has to be, from the Levantine, right? You know, and depending on the decade, sometimes people say it's a Jewish influence. Sometimes people say it's a Moorish influence. The reality is no one really knows how flour tortillas got started in Mexico, except that it was done, again, up in northern Mexico. But here's the key about northern Mexico. You have to imagine, we're talking about the 1500s, the 1600s, where the country of Mexico is still being, frankly, conquered by the Spaniards, and the Spaniards are sending people off to, you know, to go off and basically subjugate tribes. A lot of the people who wanted to go to the most northern outreaches, we're talking about New Mexico, Chihuahua, and all that, these are people who in Spain themselves were already quote-unquote mongrels. They were undesirable. So you're getting a lot of people who are Jews, hidden Jews, mind you, because we're still in the Inquisition, and you're also going to get Muslims as well, Moros. So they're going up there, and they're going to use whatever they can to be able to recreate not just the foods of the quote-unquote Spaniards, but also their native cuisine. So, yeah, I mean, I would even say the tortilla is like a pita. I would call it almost more like a lavash, you know, like a Persian flatbread. I remember the first time when I went to a Persian restaurant, you know, here I have this big, you know, rice pilaf, and you're getting, you know, fesenjoon, the great walnut, walnut stew that I personally think looks like a mole. And here I'm expecting this pita bread. Nope, they give me big squares of lavash, and I'm thinking to myself, are they Mexican or something? Because this looks exactly like a flour tortilla.
Oh, that's fascinating. God, the world is so big, but sometimes it's so small.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much, Gustavo. This is fascinating.
No, gracias.
Gustavo Arellano is the author of Taco USA, How Mexican Food Conquered America, and you can read his article on flour tortillas at newyorker.com.